Thanks in part to the ubiquity of social media, the age-old game of the scavenger hunt has returned to Atlanta's streets. For instance, there is Free Art Friday, where local artists offer small versions of their work for free. The work is often dropped along city streets or in parks, posted on Twitter or Instagram, and then the hunt is on. A new participant to this playful art project puts a literary twist on the game. They're called Story Drop. One rainy Friday, I met up with the folks behind Story Drop at a certain avian-friendly restaurant along Peachtree.
All right, so we're sitting here inside of our Thomas. Could I get you to introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Natalia Castells, and I am co-founder of Story Drop.
Natalia is co-founder along with this woman.
Hi, I'm Sarah Friday.
But she'll join us momentarily. Natalia is showing me a slim leather-bound notebook with Story Drop Atlanta silk-screened onto the cover in large, friendly letters. She explains.
So, got these little books. You open them and you have instructions. The idea is that someone writes the first page of a story and then leaves it somewhere in the city.
They are then supposed to snap a photo of the book and post the picture with a clue as to where to find it on Twitter, Instagram.
It's social media so that other people can look for it, so it's like a scavenger hunt.
And whoever finds the book first
gets to write the second page of the story, continue it.
And then write, drop, repeat.
And eventually, you have a story written by the city.
This particular notebook was dropped outside of R. Thomas, where the birdcages are. This is singer-songwriter Zara Skye. She wrote the first page.
It's sort of something to get things started and kind of leaves like a cliffhanger. So the next person sort of feels intrigued to write more.
Zara leaves the book for the next person, whoever they may be, outside of the restaurant, zipped into a plastic bag to protect it from the rain.
There.
And here's the thing, I mean, because, like, now that the book is dropped, I mean, it's completely out of your control. So whoever picks it up next may or may not, like, read the instructions, they may or not read anything. So, I mean, like, what then?
Yeah, that's what makes it scary. Because we also, like, really care about these books, and we really want to get the stories back at the end.
Story Drop's co-founder, Sarah Friday, joins us outside. She says they'd considered limiting the project to a more controlled group of people.
But it kind of ruined the idea of doing it for a city. So it was more a controlled group, and not everyone could be involved in it, and we didn't think that was kind of appropriate for what we were trying to do. So the fact it's out of our hands makes us nervous, but it also makes it a little more exciting, kind of just allows it to be its own thing.
This is actually the fourth book Story Drop has put out into the world. Two of them are still circulating and accounted for. Only one has dropped completely off their radar. With this current batch of books, they're planning a drop every week to coincide with Free Art Friday, a sort of social media-charged scavenger hunt. Here, we decided to get out of the rain. Sarah and Natalia told me the idea for this project came about while they were at the Letters Festival, a literary event at the Goat Farm.
Natalia and I went to Letters Fest, and they gave us these little baby composition notebooks.
Tiny little adorable notebooks.
Oh, these are really fun to write in.
There was a reading going on. I think it was poetry, right? I don't know. I think it was poetry. And I loved one of the lines, so I wrote it down on the first page of the book.
We're going back and forth, like, oh, you know, what if you wrote a page and I wrote a page? And both of us had kind of been fans or participants in Free Art Friday and loved the idea of going around and having a scavenger hunt over something. But we're kind of sad that we didn't have a collaborative way to do something with writing. And then we're talking about these mini notebooks, and I really don't know how it happened, but it just kind of clicked. And the more we started talking about it, the more we started building off of it, and it kind of hasn't stopped since then. The more we talk about it, the more we build, the more exciting it gets.
The idea of not just sharing a story or a project with a city, but having everybody, giving everybody the opportunity to get in on it. What about that concept is important to you guys?
Collaboration's always been important to me. It challenges you a lot more. And the idea of a lot of people writing a story is you have no idea where it's gonna go. The fun part is, like, you could have like an E. Cummings write with like a Chuck Palahniuk, and you would never know what would come out of it.
Yeah.
So while the E.E. Cummings and Chuck Palahniuks of Atlanta log onto Twitter and ready their pens, what are the instigators of Story Drop getting out of crossing their fingers and watching the Story Drop ATL hashtag for activity? For Natalia, the project means connection.
So I'm from Mexico. Born and raised, I moved here in the middle of high school when I was 17. And it was a rough move, of course, I was a teenager. And it didn't feel like home, and I kept like struggling and wanting to go back. And it wasn't until I actually started to get to know Atlanta, like finding out about amazing projects like We Love ATL, Living Walls, that I started to fall in love with the city. And I realized how important it was to, I think humans have this like need to feel a sense of belonging. And once you feel like you belong to something, it starts to become home. And Story Drop, I feel like, can be that. Like, it can bring everyone together, like, writing one story together. And it makes everyone feel like they belong to something.
Natalia Castells and Sarah Friday are planning on presenting their project to schools as an educational exercise. Until then, Story Drop belongs to Atlanta. For WABE, I'm Mike Johns.